fall has officially begun, and now that the weather is turning cooler for some of us anyways, you might be more willing to turn your oven on again. Robin, that's a problem at my house, where the window unit AC doesn't really seem to do much when we've got the oven going in July. And by the way, now is also the time of year for a casserole, a dish that Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has been rethinking. She joins us now in the studio with a couple of her ideas. Kathy, great to see you as always.
Great to be here.
Can we start eating?
Of course. Since when do you wait?
We've had to smell them. They've been fantastic.
Why casseroles?
Why casseroles? It seems a very unlikely topic because, I don't know, when I grew up in the 60s, if my mother said, you know, we were like, what's for dinner? And she said casserole, there was a collective groan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was like,
I could see that.
You know, what it was essentially was opening random cans of food, throwing them into a Pyrex dish or something, this vessel called a casserole, popping it in the oven, and it was strange and mushy.
See, you are already demonstrating that you are going to be a future chef because I loved, you and I have talked about this before. Peter, I don't know if you had a favorite casserole. I'll start with mine.
Do.
My mom, I still have a yellowed, crinkled piece of paper that is the recipe. It was a tuna casserole sold directly by the tuna company.
Of course.
So you had to use a can of their tuna and then a can of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup and the noodles and then potato chips on top. See, I thought that was, so when she said this, I was
so
thrilled.
Happy.
Did you have one?
I did. Zippy beef casserole. I never thought I'd actually get to talk about it on
the
radio.
This is your moment.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to lie
noodles.
Down?
Yeah. So I hope my mom is listening. There was cream of mushroom soup as well. That was a key part of it. I think there was some ketchup in there. And of course, ground beef.
Ground beef. Yes. So, you know, for a lot of people, it's, and I would never make fun of yours, even though don't particularly want it. No, I was fairly silent for me. But, you know, the idea of crumbling potato chips on top of food, let's just say that's a nutritional pow. In my family, we had a tuna noodle. It was egg noodles, and then it was tuna. And then we had those canned onions, those crispy, greasy onions. So that you always wanted a crunch.
Okay, so do something better with that idea. What's better? What's
right.
a modern
it's right
way?
Here in front of us.
All right, I'll tell you. Let's start because in honor of the Pope's visit, this is a lightened New Age version of an eggplant parmesan, one of the classic Italian dishes. But instead of frying the eggplant in oil, which gets very heavy, and as anyone who's ever cooked eggplant knows, it just absorbs the oil, I roast the eggplant whole in the oven till it's soft. Then you just slice it, and you layer it with fresh tomato, fresh mozzarella cheese, and it's sitting on a bed of tomato sauce. Mine is homemade. Yours doesn't have to be, but why not? And then a little parmesan on top.
You know, the bacon. Baking is such a great idea. Roasting, rather, is such a great idea because in the past, you're right, you had to cut the eggplant and then lay it out on paper towels with salt.
Squish it,
to squish it to get the moisture.
And you could use an entire bottle of oil to cook it. So this is my ode to a new Italian favorite.
It's delicious, but you're messing just a little bit with tradition here.
I am completely messing with tradition. That is my what I try to do all the time. I mean, let's face it, so many casseroles, as the three of us were just talking, hark back to a different time. Very influenced by corporate America. That cream of mushroom soup, let's face it, it was Campbell's and it was in almost every casserole. And there were endless recipes for the modern American housewife to cut time, cut money. It was thrifty. It was fast. And it still has that appeal, but it can also be healthy.
Well, this, how long, I'm devouring this eggplant, roasted eggplant with the cheese and the tomatoes. How long did it take me?
Yeah. Well, I popped it into some foil, put it in the oven for about 25, 30 minutes, sliced it, put it there. That took me 5 minutes, and then I threw it in the oven. This is the beauty of a casserole. Do a little bit of work in the morning or the night before, and then you just heat it up. I mean, it's the ultimate family meal, and you certainly could put green leafy vegetables in this, and you could add all kinds of elements.
Spinach,
Swiss chard, kale. You can get everything in there. The second dish I brought...
it's got beans in it.
It does. Yeah. Beans are the base. These are white cannellini beans. If you're going to use canned beans, which is perfectly fine, you want to to make sure you rinse them in cold water, dry them completely to remove all that taste of the can. Mm. And then what I did was I sautéed a leek and some fresh thyme and onion, added the beans, and then some chorizo sausage. So a little bit spicy, Peter.
It's
give
delicious.
That a taste.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And then drizzled a little tiny bit of a spicy
and
oil on top.
And some Parmesan cheese on there.
Parmesan cheese and panko breadcrumbs. Mm. Again, that's the modern day potato chip,
Robin.
Back up
a second there. Panko breadcrumbs. Yeah, these are wonderful.
They are. They have a coarser texture, and they are prized for their texture and their crunch.
They're like the onions, the canned onions.
Yeah, they're the potato chip. They're
exactly.
Your modern dip. Because the idea of having a topping on a casserole, whether it's melted cheese or a crunchy panko or you're crumbling your potato chips, which, hey, would probably be fabulous on this.
It's got to be there. It's not a casserole if there's not a topping.
You don't the thing I objected to as a child was the mush factor.
Yeah.
So you want the factor of a crunch and some texture. You know, a lot of casseroles hailed from the Midwest. And again, there was chicken. There was pot pies. There was turkey. But we got new takes. I got a mac and cheese with Swiss chard.
All right.
Okay.
We got to go. Let's keep eating. Here and Now, resident chef Kathy Gunst. All of her recipes, of course, hereandnow.org.